Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Vossi will welcome another member of the Fox League family who comes with his own ready-made sting.
Homarsh goes through. Homarsh is in the clear. Homarsh has got plenty of pace. He's going to make it. Homarsh nails it for Parramatta.
Yes, $26 first try scorer. Showground, great moments in sport. Fair dinkum. Some players post-career, you worry about them, what they're going to do. Nathan Hindmarsh today, post-playing career, reaches its absolute peak. Representing Clubs New South Wales as your local club ambassador, Hindy is doing a foodie tour of clubs in the southwest of Sydney, from Canley Heights RSL Club past the Cabra Vale Diggers, Moorbank Sports Club, Banktown Sports Club, and he sits down and eats five-star cuisine at all of them. Nathan Hindmarsh, come in. How lucky are you? Look, seriously.
Oh, morning, man. How are we?
That is some degustation menu right here.
Yeah, I know. Just tell us the negotiation for this. I mean, someone threw this idea past you. How long did it take you to say, yeah, I'll do that?
That was about, I reckon, 7.5 seconds I went. You know what?
Yes.
That's me down to a T. You know what? For the last 10 years on Maddie's show, I've been called a fatty and tubsy and everything else under the sun. So I thought, why not just add to it by going around the country or around the state eating meals all day? So it's an easy fit.
Nathan, Vossi wondered earlier on how much weight you are going to put on today. Are you going to jump on the scales pre and post this dining extravaganza?
Well, I did that. This is my third year of being a Perfect Plate judge, and I did it the first year, jumped on the scales, and by the end of, I had to do a four-day tour of the mid-north coast, and I think it was about 4.7 kilos I put on over that time.
Yeah.
So I don't do it anymore, but I've also learnt too, in my third year, just to take like MasterChef bite sizes, you know, when they just taste it like that, and they just I don't feel guilty about not eating the full meal anymore. But it is, it's a different time now. So braised beef cheek to start at 9:30 this morning. I might dig into that one.
I'm just saying, there's not a little doggy bag. It gets along the way, and the height. That when you say, "Hi, honey, I'm home. I've got dinner from all these clubs," we better explain to the listeners how it works. So, this is all part of your local club Perfect Plate Awards, designed to showcase the incredible quality, diversity of food on offer at New South Wales clubs. Anyone listening right now can go on to perfectplate.com.au to find your nearest participating club, and you head to that club, taste the dish. You'll be able to give it a score out of 5. And by voting, you'll be in the running to win a $100 FPOS gift card daily. And the two diners who vote for the most Perfect Plate dishes will win a foodie getaway for two, valued at over $3,000 each, Hindy. So you are going to score each dish out of 5. I'm thinking, like this, I've read the menu. I don't think you're going to give anything less than 4.8 today on any of these dishes.
Well, that's and because it's day one for me, it's very tricky because I've got to do a tour down south next week for a few days. So it's important I don't go off too high in my scores early, right? But but it's hard because whatever I taste first, I generally score the highest. So it's not easy, but it is easy to vote. So sometimes there's QR codes, other times it's a written vote. But yeah, the more you vote, the more your chance of winning those vouchers and the more chance you are of getting your club to your local club to win the Perfect Plate for this year.
Nathan, as a proud, self-proclaimed Westie, I'm looking at the crispy skin pork belly with seared scallops at the Moorbank Sports Club, thinking that's right up your alley. How are you going to handle the lobster with salted egg yolk? Has lobster been a mainstay of your diet over the years? I suspect not.
Well, when you say a West, look, I have fine taste. Westies okay. can have fine taste as
absolutely.
Well. Just because you live in the West doesn't mean you can't enjoy delicious, succulent meals. So that's usually reserved for the people of the East, people like Brian Fletcher, who likes to dine out on lobster and caviar and, yes. and fine red wine. So, but he's a wanker. but I do have good taste, I believe. But I'm looking forward to the desserts this year. We haven't had desserts before, so there's desserts on the list this year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to a few of those.
A mushroom-shaped custard bun lined up for you at the Cabravale Diggers. That just absolutely mind-boggles there. Heidi, can the public actually watch you eating today? It's like, are you like a like you go along to the zoo and like you're bubble boy, you're there that people can watch you like you did at the Magic Round previously with Fletch in the bubble? Can the public watch you, you know, stuffing your face with all this food today?
They have today. They have previously. Sorry, they have previously. I was out at Orange last year. And there was a few people out there with para jerseys and para merchandise for me to sign. And they sat and watched me eat, what was I out at Orange last year? I believe it may have been a lamb shank, lamb shank out there at Orange. Yeah. And
how
they sat and watched me eat, which is always exciting.
Yeah, that would be great. The video would go viral. Sort of TikTok, good content, that sort of stuff. You dribbling a bit of gravy down onto your shirt.
This is a good gig.
Seriously, Heidi, can you believe it? That look, I remember, I don't know whether Alice is a name. Remember when you came along to do a bit of work experience many, many years ago with me? This is before you've appeared on television. This is why you're still a player. And you said you want to learn a bit about the caper and said, okay, come along. And I took you out to Westfield Sports High and you did some interviews. Well, Blake Green was still a schoolboy there. That's how long ago it is.
Yes.
Okay, so he's played his whole career.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Did you think
we
then
did, we did a, we
that
did
this
a
was
story
your career?
On, well, no, of course I didn't. But we did a story on their rugby league program out there, how it was actually a lesson. Rugby league was
a subject.
The subject out there at school. So yeah, that was a long, long time ago. And then we went into the studio. We went into the editing studio at Channel 9 there, I believe it was.
Yep.
And we edited a big hits video.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Can I be honest, Heidi? I remember the edit to it, yeah. Can I be honest? And I was just typical television talk when you said, how did I go? And I said, oh, you went all right. I want to now say for the record, you actually went shit. Like, I can't believe that you made a career out of it, Heidi. Can I say you were so bad that day, your pieces to camera, your interviews, it was horrible, Heidi. It was a horrible experience.
It was all angling towards the retirement announcement, wasn't it? But when we talk about careers, Heidi, the Bligh Park Bear, can you ask Heidi when he'll join the SEN family with his other Maddie John's show colleagues? So Maddie and Fletch in the SEN stable already. It's only a matter of time, isn't it? Should management get the contract drawn up right now?
Well, mate, I don't know. I must be the only one that doesn't work for SEN in there from Fox. Is that right? Well, everyone else seems to be doing that. I try and film some stuff and I can't do it because Fletch is on radio or I'm going to get my schedule around his schedule. But, I don't. I can't talk. Fletch likes to talk. You like to talk, guys. I'm not much of a listener.
You're an eater.
Yeah.
You're an eater.
I am an eater. I could sample meals on air. That could be a segment.
Heidi, do you have a favourite course? Like, are you a big entree man? Do you hang out for the mains? Is dessert your special time of the night? I'm entree main. I normally have a beer when most people have dessert. What about you?
No, I'm not a dessert person. Not really, no. But I'm definitely an entree, a small entree, and then I go for the big main, like the big tomahawk steak or something like that. So I don't muck around. If I'm going out for a feed, I'm going to make it worth my while because it's not cheap. And I'll have a few beers before it starts too. So, yeah.
That's nice. If I go out for food, I don't muck around. There's the clickbait headline. That's just, I don't muck around. Nathan, don't forget to go to Gus Gould. Go to Chinese at Bankstown. It's a must-have. There you go. Suggestions of other places you need to go. No, but this is all about New South Wales. So, Heidi, you have a great day, and it's all part of the program. I can't think of a better person to be an ambassador for your local club. All our listeners can find out more at perfectplate.com.au. It's a great promotion. You know, you eat well, and then your chance of winning even more. Heidi, well done, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Heidi.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, there he is.
I'm hungry now. I'm hungry.